Now will you notice verse 16, and now why tarriest thou? Arise, be baptized, and wash away thy sins, calling on the name of the Lord. And it came to pass that when I was come again to Jerusalem, even while I prayed in the temple, I was in a trance, and saw him saying unto thee, Make haste, and get thee quickly out of Jerusalem, for they will not receive thy testimony concerning me. And I said, Lord, they know that I am imprisoned and beat in every synagogue them that believed on thee. And when the blood of thy martyr Stephen was shed, I also was standing by and consenting unto his death, and I kept the raiment of them that slew him. You see, Paul never forgot that he was present at the stoning of Stephen and had charge of it, and it left an indelible impression on his mind and prepared him actually for his own conversion. Now verse 21, And he said unto me, Depart, for I will send thee far hence unto the Gentiles. And they gave him audience unto this word, then lifted up their voices and said, Away with such a fellow from the earth, for it's not fit that he should live. Now he's mentioned Gentiles because Paul has been out speaking to the Gentiles, and they've known that, and they've heard that. And the minute he mentions that, it was just like lighting a fuse, and they'll not hear him any longer. And as they cried out, cast off their clothes, and threw dust into the air, the chief captain commanded him to be brought into the castle, bade that he should be examined by scourging, that he might know wherefore they cried so against him. Now you see, the minute he lapsed over into the Hebrew tongue, and Paul spoke in the Hebrew tongue, the captain stood there speechless. He didn't know what was said. He didn't understand Hebrew. And all he could do was that when they broke out in this rage against Paul, he took him inside and thought that since he's a prisoner, he should scourge him. And as they bound him with thongs, Paul said unto the centurion that stood by, Is it lawful for you to scourge a man that is a Roman and uncondemned? Now you remember, Paul began this. He's misunderstood all around. They thought he was an Egyptian. He was not. And they thought he'd brought Trophimus into the temple, and he hadn't done that. But notice what he is. He speaks Greek, but he's a Hebrew. And also, he's a Roman citizen. Now he's appealing to that. When the centurion heard that, he went and told the chief captain, said, Take heed what thou doest, for this man's a Roman. Then the chief captain came and said unto him, Tell me, art thou a Roman? He said, Yea, I'm a Roman. And the chief captain answered, With a great sum obtained I this freedom. And Paul said, But I was born free. How wonderful. This captain, you see, was an ex-slave. And he'd saved up his money, or somebody else had saved it, or he got money some way, and he bought his freedom. And now he's advanced in the Roman army. And he's amazed that here's a prisoner who's a Roman citizen and is born free. Then straightway they departed from him, which should have examined him, and the chief captain also was afraid, after he knew that he was a Roman, and because he'd bound him on the morrow, because he would have known the certainty wherefore he was accused of the Jews, he loosed him from his bands and commanded the chief priests and all their council to appear, and brought Paul down, set him before them. Now he's going to have a hearing. Why, here's a remarkable individual. He speaks Greek. He's a learned man. He not only is that, he's not a common crook by any means, and he's a Hebrew, and he's not only that, but he's a Roman citizen. And so this captain says, we're just not going to treat him as a common criminal. We're going to hear what the charges are. So now they're preparing for that, and they're going now to bring in the charge against him.